Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Fitbit's new fitness tracker as a Google-owned company is the charge for, including built-in GPS, NFC payments, and Spotify compatibility. Fitbit is adding 7 GPS-specific modes for activities like outdoor hiking, running, and walking, plus heat maps to see where a route got your heart rate up the most. Active zone minutes will track time spent in specific heart rate zones, and the charge for will also get Fitbit's smart wake alarm feature when it rolls out. Pre-orders start today for the 150 base model in black, rosewood, or storm blue and black, and a $170 special edition has an extra granite reflective or black woven band. Huawei reported revenue of around 858.8 billion won, or 123 billion US dollars for 2019, which missed a $135 billion revised target it made last April. It blamed being put on the US blacklist called the Entity List as the main reason for the slip, plus a weakness in the company's consumer division, which includes smartphones and other devices. Net profit came in at 62.7 billion won, about 9 billion US dollars, marking a 5.65% rise from last year, slower than the profit growth of 25% reported in 2018 and 28% in 2017. Huawei still became the world's second largest smartphone maker by market share in 2019 and overtook Apple, mainly through sales in China. Eric Xu, rotating chairman at Huawei, told CNBC the impact from the coronavirus on Huawei's business is still unclear. App Annie reports that business conferencing apps hit their biggest week ever from March 14th through the 21st, reaching 62 million downloads over Google Play and iOS app stores. In the lead was Zoom, downloaded 14 times more than the weekly average during 2019's Q4 in the US, and more than 20 times Q4's weekly average in the UK, 20 times more in France, 17 times more in Germany, 25 times more in Spain, and 55 times more in Italy. Also in March, Google's Hangouts Meet saw 24x more downloads in the UK, 30x in the US, 64x in Spain, and 140x in Italy. Also in Italy, social video conferencing app Houseparty saw downloads surge 423x the average weekly number of downloads from Q4 of 2019, and 2,360 times the number of downloads in Spain. Meanwhile, Zoom was sued by a user in a San Jose, California federal court over claims that it's illegally disclosing personal information to third parties such as Facebook. The New York Times obtained a letter sent to Zoom from the Office of New York's Attorney General, Letitia James, asking what, if any, new security measures the company has put into place to handle increased traffic on its network and to detect hackers. The letter cites concerns including vulnerabilities, quote, that could enable malicious third parties to, among other things, gain surreptitious access to consumer webcams. The Intercept also reports that despite Zoom's claim to implement end-to-end encryption, it's using what's known as transport encryption using TLS, which allows Zoom to access unencrypted video and audio from meetings for ad targeting purposes. Zoom claims that if all meeting participants use computer audio instead of calling in on a phone, the meeting is secured with end-to-end encryption. But a Zoom spokesperson tells The Intercept, quote, currently it is not possible to enable E2E encryption for Zoom video meetings. Zoom video meetings use a combination of TCP and UDP. TCP connections are made using TLS and UDP connections are encrypted with AES using a key negotiated over a TLS connection. The company says it does not mine data or sell data to anyone. Microsoft is renaming its Office 365 subscription service to Microsoft 365 and adding new features for the same price. You'll now get Microsoft Editor in Office apps, which recommends word choices and sentence structure. A PowerPoint feature will recommend improvements as you rehearse. Excel can connect with banks to download spending data. And Family Safety lets parents monitor kids' screen time on Windows, Android, and Xbox. It also shows which apps are being used and offers change of location alerts. Availability starts April 21st, $6.99 per month for an individual plan and $9.99 per month for a family of up to six. Microsoft also announced that Teams will launch a consumer version later this year aimed at families and small groups. Sharing grocery lists, organizing family calendars, and storing Wi-Fi passwords and other account info shared in a group will all be part of Android and iOS previews in the coming months. Microsoft says it remains committed to Skype as a standalone product. Corporate VP for Modern Life, Search, and Devices Yusuf Mehdi told TechCrunch, quote, Skype today is used by 100 million people on a monthly basis. The way I think about it is that Skype is a great solution today for personal use. A lot of broadcast companies use it as well. And the Chromium-based version of Microsoft Edge is getting vertical tabs in its preview channels within the next few months. It will also get Smart Copy, which can, among other things, preserve table formatting when you copy from a website. Password Monitor in Edge will notify you if it finds one of your passwords has been stolen and helps you change that password. Microsoft also announced its Collections bookmarking feature will come to mobile later this year. Snapchat is launching a new feature called App Stories that lets users highlight their Snapchat content in other apps, such as a dating profile in Hailey, alongside videos in Triller, as part of screen sharing in Squad, and an augmented reality network, Octi. Developers can now sign up to add stories to their own apps as well. Instead of disappearing after 24 hours as they do on Snapchat itself, stories will default to a 7-day expiration in other app stories. OnePlus confirmed in an official forum Tuesday that its upcoming OnePlus 8 series phone will include 5G support, Qualcomm's Snapdragon 865 processor, UFS 3.0 storage, and LPDDR5 RAM. OnePlus previously announced it will be using a 120Hz refresh rate display, but that's rumored to only come with the OnePlus 8 Pro model, and the non-Pro variant is also rumored to come with LPDDR4X RAM. The 8 series launch event is slated for April 14th. And finally, Spotify launched standalone app Spotify Kids in the US, Canada, and France, only for those already on a $14.99 per month Spotify Premium Family tier, which supports up to 6 accounts. Spotify Kids has over 8,000 curated songs and 125 playlists for children ages 3 and up and available on Android and iOS. Spotify Kids launched in beta in Ireland last October, then expanded to Sweden, Denmark, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Mexico, Argentina, and Brazil. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane, and thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.